Blog Talk Radio.
Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better.
To the very special person listening to this broadcast, welcome to another episode of Taboo Talk featuring your very own pastor, me, Lady Charmaine Day. Today's show is guaranteed to be full of sensitive, intimate, natural conversations rarely talked about in the Christian community. So now, get ready for your very own spiritual consultation. Are you ready? Great, let's begin. How are you doing, beloved? I know you are doing wonderful, marvelous, special, incredible, and fine, because those are all adjectives people use to describe you, listener of Taboo Talk. You are just one of the most unique and most wonderful people on the planet. You really are loving and giving and nurturing and uplifting to all those around you, and you make this world a better place to live in. So let me give you a round of applause. Yay! Thank you for doing all that you do. It truly is so important that you continue to do it, because without you, so many people's days wouldn't be special, and so many people wouldn't be uplifted and nurtured. So continue on your journey. Today, we are going to jump right into the continuation of our discussion with motivational speaker and published author Deborah Coffer, who's going to talk to us about how to achieve our dreams and passion. As you recall, last week, Deborah came on the show, and she started telling us what we could do in order to live out our dreams. And let me just tell you a little bit about Deborah Coffer. Deborah is a mother, grandmother, godmother, sister, cousin, friend, designer of wellness programs for women, empowerment specialist, spiritual coach, inspirational speaker, missionary, mentor, devout humanitarian, author, and columnist. Lady Deborah, as she affectionately referred to by those who know and love her, is also the creator of Sister Power, a spiritual arc designed to specifically expand the spiritual growth of all those seeking to ascend to new heights of excellence in all areas of their lives, from the bedroom to the boardroom and all points in between. Ms. Coffer has a BS degree from St. Joseph's College in Brooklyn, New York, where she majored in community health. She loves to cook and has recently begun to make jewelry for both the feet and hands. For more information on this ever-evolving sister who's definitely got it going on, go to Facebook and look under Deborah Coffer, and also myspace.deborahcoffer, and you can also find out more about her through her books and be spiritually enlightened by purchasing them on Amazon. And so without further ado, let me welcome motivational speaker, author, and the next person who's going to make your feet and hands look beautiful, Miss Deborah Coffer, Lady Deborah Coffer. How are you?
I'm good, Lady Charmaine. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm so happy that you came back to bless us with your beautiful presence.
Well, it is always my pleasure, and, you know, as we were speaking just before the show, you know, I'm sitting and my grandkids are all in school. They're home on the weekend, so on Monday, my daughter and I get to exhale a little bit, you know, and get all the work done, you know. But during the weekend, boy, it is them all the way. But this weekend we had a photo shoot. We had to do a photo shoot this weekend, and that was a 12-hour endeavor on Saturday, but it manifested some beautiful pictures. So, you know, it was lots of fun. Other dynamic women were here, and we had a great photographer. It was just a special weekend. So, you know, today I'm exhaling here, you know, and just relaxing.
Nice. Well, as you exhale, can you please conjure up your words of wisdom and jewels of nuggets of inspiration as we dig back into our topic of living out your dreams and achieving your passion. Are you ready to go there?
I am ready to go.
Okay. Last week we discussed beginning, and you talked to us about the fact that the best way to begin is to pray and check with God to see where He wants you to go and also to still yourself by meditation. So now we want to get into the fact that you're actually doing it and you're living out your dreams and how to stay motivated.
Well, I think one of the most important things is to stay around people who are positive, who are doing things, who are supportive. You know, that just gives us, it feeds our soul, and our soul nourishes our spirit, and we're able to feel uplifted even when things may not be going as fast as we'd like, or maybe even not the way that we like. But everything in life is a process of trial and error. And so every time you get to that point where you call a mistake or an error, then you get a chance to try another piece, something else, add something else to your formula, extract and add to. That's what life is all about. It's about experimenting until you find the perfect formula for you. And that's what I've done with my own life, you know. And it doesn't matter whether or not, you know, it's the life other people think I should live or should be living or, you know, I have so many talents, so many gifts that, you know, I'm able to just embrace them all and use them all in a way that is not only conducive to my well-being, but also for everybody around me. Because, see, when I'm happy, guess what? Everybody else around me is going to feel that joy and that energy, and they're going to be able to draw from it. So it's very important to keep yourself around positive people. There are a lot of people who are not about doing anything. They want, but they don't want to do the work. Succeeding, making things happen for you, is a sacrifice. There are many sacrifices we have to make in order to achieve our dreams, to make our goals, you know, a reality.
Let's talk about that for a moment.
Okay.
You know, people don't realize that it does take sacrifice in order to get, sometimes in order to get where you want to go.
Right.
For instance, you can't expect to have a product made without taking the time to put all the ingredients together and fix it up and manufacture the product. It's not going to make it magically appear. No, you have
Absolutely.
To do the work in
Absolutely.
Order to get it done.
Absolutely. And then you have to be willing, like right now I'm wearing one of my barefoot sandals, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, okay, I don't like the way this particular piece is moving around. I mean, if I were wearing it, it would annoy me. So now I'm going to have to take this apart. Now, my barefoot sandals generally take me about anywhere between 4 and 5 hours from the design phase into the production phase. It takes me about 4 to 5 hours to do one set of barefoot sandals. And it doesn't matter to me that I put in that time. What matters to me is that I produce a product that I'm happy with. If I'm happy with it, I know that anyone who purchases that product is also going to be happy. So for me, the things that I do have nothing to do with money. Money is the byproduct of what I do, but my passion feeds me as I endeavor to do the things that I'm doing, because I want to produce something that, you know, it meets with my standard or my quality of excellence. And so, you know, I think it's very important that we just, you know, passionately do the things that we are feeling ourselves drawn to, and we just don't, you know, allow other people to throw us off track.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a couple of things that you mentioned in there that I want to draw to people's attention.
Okay.
For example, once you make something, continuous improvement is very important. I've worked for some of the best manufacturing companies in the world, Fortune 50 companies, and continuous improvement actually is a term that they use in terms of in process improvement and making sure that you put out the best champagne and caviar products possible. And second, you know, if you don't like it, more than likely your customer's not going to like it. So it's important that you take the time out to try out your products yourself, be comfortable
Absolutely.
With it, say, I like it, and if I like it, then more than likely my customer's going to like it, and
Absolutely.
If I'm willing to stand behind it, then my customer's going to be, put yourself in the role of the customer and treat your customer the way you want to be treated, and that
Absolutely.
Way you can. And another thing that you said is that it's not always about money. You know, people think that with the invention of the internet that you're instantly going to become a millionaire overnight. No, it doesn't happen like that. You know, sometimes it takes time in order for the money to come. Meanwhile, if you're doing what you love, you're going to be happy. You know, there's satisfaction in seeing your book in creation or seeing your shoes put together or seeing a picture that you took something that you designed. It's wonderful just to feel it. You know how many people think about things and it just sits as a thought in their head and it never manifests into the real world? But when it becomes part of the reality of this planet, how beautiful, it's like a birthing process. It's so beautiful.
Yes, it
How
is.
Do you feel about that, Deborah?
I mean, you know, we are, in the physical realm, we are co-creators of God. God gives us the dream, the vision. But then, and God guides us into making these things happen or manifesting them into this realm that we live in. But what we have to do is recognize that we have a responsibility for doing our part. It isn't just about a dream or a vision. It's about doing the work. It's about making the sacrifices that are required to manifest all these things. So, you know, either we're going to be an example of God's best, or we're just going to live mediocre lives, which is not what we're here to do. So people have to, you know, begin to look at life from a realistic perspective, why they're here. They're here to manifest God's best, to say, you know, I am allowing God to work through me, and I'm doing the work, and I'm producing, and I'm just making things happen. I'm not sitting around on a wing in the prayer and just waiting for something to happen. I am in the process of making it happen.
Amen. I totally agree. And, you know, it's a self-satisfaction in the process of doing the will of God.
Oh, absolutely.
Because
absolutely
when you know that you're within God's will and
you are
bringing to life the dreams and vision he has put out for you and given to you, which is your blessing, you know, you feel happy. You know, joy and happiness, people feel like they're not entitled to it, that they have to be suffering and miserable and angry and depressed. Now, God made us to have joy in our hearts and happiness, and part of that is the passion he put on our hearts so that we can be happy. And so this is what we're meant to be doing.
You know, anger and depression are robbers of life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, although there are things that might make us angry and or depressed or both, we have to recognize that, you know, to feel that is part of the human experience. To live that all of our lives is not what we're here to do. So whatever we have to do to bring ourselves out of that place of anger, whether it be walking away from whatever situation that has angered us or, you know, going to the mall and just looking at all the beautiful things and looking at all the people that God has created and, you know, just, you know, giving thanks for being able to have awakened this morning and having the opportunity to have a good experience, a joyful experience, you know. And depression, we all get depressed. I have certainly had my experience with depression, and I've talked about it on several occasions on your show. And, you know, but we have to make a decision about whether or not that's how we want to spend our lives. God has given us that kind of control, that kind of power to decide how we live, who we live with or around. And, you know, from there, everything depends on the choices we make.
Amen. Now, in terms of you, you've been an author for many years now. How difficult was it to break into the business?
Well, it was very easy because I've self-published. You know, a lot of people are chasing publishing houses because they want the big contract or, you know, the big opportunity right off the bat. I think that kind of opportunity is also a process. You know, we have to be feel good about ourselves, feel good about the work that we've done. And there's got to be a reason. Why are we writing? Why did we publish this book? You know, what is the message we want to get across? What is the wisdom we're sharing with other people? And for me, it's more about the wisdom, the knowledge that is imparted in the books that will help people who are truly searching for vehicles that will allow them to grow spiritually. At some point, you know, right now my grandchildren are my priority, and being a stay-at-home grandmother allows me to help ensure that they have a strong foundation to grow on so that as they go on into adulthood, they will be able to move and groove and grow and, you know, just live life in a very positive and powerful way. So once my grandchildren are at a level where, you know, I can then go out and do some of the other marketing, do some of the things that need to be done to further promote my books. The books will primarily be written. All I have to do is move it to the next level. And I'm not in a rush to do that. See, a lot of people are in a rush. You know, we live in that microwave age where people want things now, and yesterday. Uh-huh. And last week. They want it as of right this minute. They don't want to sacrifice. They don't want to do the hard work. And anything that you really get in life will require lots of hard work and lots of sacrifice. And I'm going to keep saying that because I think people need to understand it so that when things are not going the way they want them to go, they, you know, they don't spend too much time having a personal pity party, you know, that they are real. They have to realize that this sacrifice comes along with this success. And that has to be embraced and accepted for what it is.
You know, you can't, we are not God.
Right.
We don't know the map. We don't know the book of life.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know our ending. We weren't there in the beginning, you know. And then every day, the steps in between, God said he knows every hair on our body, and he has accounted for every step that we're going to take. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that's interesting is we think that we're on the wrong direction sometimes when actually we needed to take that detour and that little sacrifice in order to make it to the right path and to get to our testimony. Sometimes we go through our trials and tribulations for our test, so we have that testimony. You know, I know personally I wouldn't be able to have such rich books if I hadn't been through all the crap that I've been through. I mean, who wants to read a boring vanilla book?
Exactly.
You know, but when I was going through it, I'm like, why, Lord, am I going through all this crap? You know?
Yeah.
You know, and then, but at the end, now I look back and I said, well, had I not gone through this, I couldn't relate to so many people who have through abuse. I couldn't relate to so many people who have mental illness or who have been raped or who have had bad marriages or different things. So, you know, what may seem like it's bad is actually God is working it out for our higher good.
Absolutely. Well, the bottom line is God needs warriors in every phase of life, every strata, you know. So we when we come through our trials and tribulations and are victors over whatever battle we may have gone through, then that's just a sign that it is possible to get through it. You know,
some people
go through stuff and they just, oh, woe is me and why am I going through this? And, you know, I'm cursed or, you know, maybe my life is not, this is what it's supposed to be. I mean, no. I think every experience we have gives us an opportunity to see just how powerful we really are, just how strong we really are. But if you're willing to give up, if you want to throw in the towel, then you don't get to meet the real you. You know, people think the physical selves, you know, they dress up these physical bodies and they be wearing the latest costumes and latest fashions or latest this and latest that. You know, they have Armani on, they have Gucci and they're Coach. And they're playing a part, but inside they're dead. Or they're just totally, totally confused. They're walking around in a fog. They look good, but their lives are filled with nothing but chaos and calamity. So people have to go through what they go through in order to find the real them beneath this human skin and all of that composes the human body. But when we go through these experiences, it really generally makes us better people, makes us stronger people, and we're able, no matter what comes next, say, oh, I got that. You know, I can get through that. I got through that, and that was unbelievable. I know I can get through this. I did it then. I can do it now. I'm going to continue to do it as I continue to live my life. So the more things you go through and you get through, the stronger you become. You begin to say, you know what, that is light stuff. That is light stuff. And nothing that comes at after you after a certain point bothers you at all. You know, you say, okay, I can handle that. I can do that.
Now, Deborah, and we're coming to the end of our show, and, you know, it always comes so quick when we're on the air, doesn't it?
I'm telling you. I mean, this time has gone so fast.
I know. One of the things I wanted to end the show with is you're giving a motivation, you know, words of advice to people about achieving their dream.
Be true to yourself. Stay positive. Allow your dreams to transform. They will, as we continue to pursue our dreams, new avenues will open up, new doors will open up. Don't be afraid to go through those doors. Recognize that, you know, behind each door is something that we can extract and apply to our dream, which takes us even closer to succeeding. So, I mean, just have faith in yourself, you know, and hope for the best. Love yourself. Love life. Make it fun. You know, a lot of people don't have fun with life, you know. No matter what goes wrong or what we perceive goes wrong, find a way to enjoy each and every day and continue to dream and recognize that it's your dream. You don't want to allow anyone to snatch it from you, throw water on it, or, you know, devalue it in any way.
Amen. Thank you so much for that. That was beautiful.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Deborah, if someone wants to get in contact with you for you to do a book signing, a presentation, motivational speaking, and you also do life counseling,
or to buy purchase some of your beautiful jewelry for hands and feet, what's the best way to reach you?
They can reach me via my email. That's drgodmdphd@aol.com, or they can send me a message through Facebook. And they can, and my name is spelled Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, last name Cofer, C-O-F-E-R.
Okay. And can you give us that email address again, please?
That's drgodmdphd@aol.com.
Okay.
All right.
Deborah, it's been a pleasure having you on, and thank you so much. We appreciate the wisdom that you imparted. I mean, it truly was a blessing.
Thank you so much for asking me, and as always, it's been a pleasure. And I look forward to hearing from your audience. I look forward to coming back again whenever you need me. And, you know, I just want you to continue to do what you're doing, because it is a blessing to everyone who's taking the time to listen.
Thank you so much. And for those listening, when will we have this beautiful woman of God coming back? She's coming back to end the year. Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yes, she'll be here on December 28th. We already have her booked for then. So please tune in Wednesday, December 28th at 2 o'clock p.m. so we can wrap up the show with words of wisdom from one of my best mentors, Deborah Cofer.
All right.
Okay.
All
so
right.
Listener,
thank you.
Thank you. Listener Taboo Talk, you are very, very special. And that's why Deborah Cofer keeps coming back, and it's going to come back at the end of the year to uplift you. You deserve nothing less than what God has promised you, a wonderful, peaceful, happy, joyful, prosperous, abundant life. Continue seeking God's face in all that you do, and a wonderful life will occur for you, and people will come to you and around you to uplift you, nurture you, and guide you along your journey, just like Deborah is doing and all the other panel guests that we have on Taboo Talk. This episode of Taboo Talk featuring Lady Charmaine Day, guest starring motivational speaker, author, and jewel maker Deborah Cofer, was brought to you to help transform your mind, body, and spirit utilizing the principles of Jesus Christ. For more information on me, Lady Charmaine Day, go to www.ladycharmainday.com. That's www.ladycharmainday.com. There you can read my monthly blog, find out more information about me, join my Facebook fan page, which, by the way, my Facebook fan page is Lady Charmaine Day, Bits of Wisdom, Inspiration, Teaching, and Notes. So if you're not already a member of my fan page, please join. Again, it's Lady Charmaine Day, Bits of Wisdom, Inspiration, Teaching, and Notes. And also, if I'm your source for spiritual guidance, please sow seeds into this good ground by making your donation, tithes, and offerings on my website, www.ladycharmainday.com. This ministry appreciates and thanks you for your contribution, your support, and continuing to tune in each week. Know that you are loved, cared for, and prayed for by me every single day, and I thank God for you all the time. Remember, you are very, very special, and I want you to have the best life possible. So continue to turn and tune in and to get your spiritual consultation. Remember, you are special, and goodbye.